JT Clark's a local guy. Drover knows him, so do I. He goes around the ranch in a cloud of gloom. He thinks he's smart, he's dumb as rocks, about as much fun as chicken pox. He's always on the watch for a sign of doom. In all the years I've known JT, I've thought that he would like to be a famous commentator on the evening news. He'd ruin the weather, wreck the sports, read depressing news reports, and send the entire ranch down the tubes. See, here's the deal about JT Cluck. He seems to have a string of luck that goes from pretty bad to pretty cursed. If the world news wasn't grim and sad, he'd find some other things to add to make your day and mine a little worse. If he looked upstairs and saw a cloud, it'd make that bird so very proud, 'cause then he could report a catastrophe. A cloud, look up to you all. This thing's so big it's bound to fall. This place is fixing to have a disastrophe. Don't get your news from a chicken. Chicken journalism never wins awards. Chicken standards aren't the highest. Chicken news is always biased by the fact that it's reported by a chicken. Tiny mind, and JT Cluck is sure to find the rainbow with a pot of dust on either end. The weather's dry, the crops look sick, the ground is baked as hard as brick, and chances are it'll never rain again. And just because the sun came up, that doesn't mean it won't mess up tomorrow and we'll have some kind of wreck. It might turn blue or green or red, it might decide to go back to bed, then trip on a passing cloud and break its neck. And if that news ain't dark enough, JT will make another cluck and turn your pleasant day into hash. His heartburn yarns are sure to shock. His gizzard hurts because it's full of rocks, and he's got indigestion from eating trash. So here's some good advice from me. Get your news from SDP or CBS or one of those network dudes. Don't ask a chicken how he's doing. He might tell you, and it's sure to ruin your day, your week, and your whole attitude. Don't get your news from a chicken. Chicken journalism never wins awards. Chicken standards aren't the highest. Chicken news is always biased by the fact that it's reported by a...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Don't get your news from a chicken. Chicken journalism never wins awards. Chicken standards aren't the highest. Chicken news is always biased by the fact that it's reported by a dad burn ding busted dirt. Trusted bird brain, feather brain, chicken.
Well, JT Cluck had succeeded in waking me up and ruining a good part of my morning. So I did what any normal, healthy American dog would have done. I hiked down to the yard gate to, well, check out the scrap situation. It was early morning, see, and Sally Mae hadn't come out of the house with any breakfast scraps. Have we discussed scrap time? We probably have, because it's one of the most important events of a dog's day, and the sort of thing a dog is likely to talk about. See, a lot of what we do in the security business is fairly routine, but scrap time is never a mere routine. It's always special, and it brings meaning and purpose into our lives. During a scrap event, I have two important objectives. The first is to get my share of the scraps, and the second is to make sure that the cat gets none. Zero scraps. You may think those two reasons are actually one and the same. They're not. Eating scraps is purposeful and meaningful in and of itself, but eating them in front of Pete the bar cat is even purposefuler and meaningfuler, or however you say it. I don't care how you say it. Getting my share of the scraps is one of my most important functions on this ranch. But getting Pete's share? Nothing we do in the security business is more important than bringing a little ray of darkness into Pete's life. Drover was already there at the yard gate.
Oh, hi. Gosh, that was pretty scary about the coyote alert.
There was no coyote alert, Drover, and that warning has been canceled. We were given some bogus information by a brainless chicken. And don't you have anything better to do than hang around the gate?
Well, not really. It's almost scrap time.
Yes, and so what? Is your life so empty and hollow that scraps are the only thing you can think about? He rolled his eyes. Well, my stomach's empty and hollow. I'm not sure about my life.
That's the trouble with you, Drover. You can't raise your mind above the level of food.